Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes! Deep left, it is high, it is far, it is gone! Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Superstar. All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan here, 877-337-6666. It is a feeling that has been absent. I said this the other day after one of the Knick wins. I'm like, it's a combination of sleep deprivation and being completely hungover. And I'm not hungover, but I'm a little sleep deprived. But then it's like that even though I had a couple drinks last night at the Yankee game, but it's like this false energy. You know what I mean? Where you're so tired.
And you're just going to crash?
No, because I'm going to watch the Knicks. Well, I'm going to crash at midnight tonight.
Go home, get a little nap. What time the Knicks tip tonight? Do we figure that out?
Yeah, I wish it was 7, 8. Sal, if I could walk in the door today, and she would do this. She's awesome like this. She would say, hey, late night, you're coaching every night. Tonight we have nothing. Go take a nap for 2 hours. I got the kids. Take a nap for 3 hours. We'll wake up when the Knicks start. Do whatever you want. I have that freedom. I can't fall asleep during the day if I'm on a tropical island sitting in a hammock with five beautiful women fanning me, feeding grapes. I
really?
Can't fall. No, not during the day. Never.
I'd like to try with that.
Well, I'd do the opposite. I wouldn't fall asleep at that point. Yeah, stay awake for a little bit.
Yeah. Stay awake for a little bit, and then fall asleep. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though. Like, so
I'm good now.
Like it's that surge that goes through your body. You wake, like your alarm goes off. You're like, oh my god, I know I'm exhausted, but man, we're talking Rangers win, Knicks tonight, and that's how most of us get through these days.
Yeah, and it's not stopping. We don't think anytime soon. Like game five, game six. Here we go. The only way it's stopping is if these two teams, the Knicks and Rangers, put away their opponents in fewer than five games.
That's right. Mike's on Staten Island. Back to you, BT and Sal. Mike, go ahead, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, boys? Love the show.
Thank you, Mike.
I just wanted to ask you guys if you've ever been a part of something like this. I'm a diehard Knicks fan. My friend's a diehard Rangers fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, for the past couple of years, I've sensed this sort of like underlining rivalry between Knicks and Rangers fans. I'm just going to hang up and ask you guys, do you guys think there's any legitimacy
Hold on. Before you hang up, that's why I really jumped. I don't want you to hang up. I need the answer. I know what you're getting, Knicks and Rangers, but what is the thought or theory that is like derived of that thought? Like, why would people even think? I think I heard Evan say. I thought I heard it on the afternoon show. It came up from somebody. Where is this coming from? Why would there to take over the spotlight?
Yeah. So, like, my personal story with this is my friend's a diehard Rangers fan, and he can't stand that the Knicks are good now because he felt that the Rangers ran the garden for the last X amount of years.
Well, they did.
And they did, and he just can't stand. Maybe he's not a basketball fan, but
well, there you go.
I noticed a lot of people.
Here's what I think.
Gotcha.
It comes down
to. Thank you, Mike.
And thank you for the call, Mike. And I do think it's an interesting thought. Here's what it comes down to: those hockey fans that are not basketball fans are envious.
That's a pretty big percentage too,
right?
They're real devout hockey fans.
They're envious of the attention the Knicks get.
It's just the Knicks get more attention.
That's it. That's it. Simple as that. You and I are talking about it. It's the top story. Everybody's talking about it. Now, the Rangers have earned the respect to be talked about. They've more than done that. But, like, again, I don't make the rules. Just the way that it is. Hockey is number four.
Yep.
And hockey fans don't want to hear that. It's number one in their mind. Hockey fans, maybe more than any other sport, are, isolated to their sport.
Territorial.
Yeah, territorial. Thank you. That's the right way to put it. So I think it comes from just jealousy of, oh, great, the Knicks are finally good. Now they're going to take away the attention that the Rangers would otherwise be getting in isolation.
That's got to be the impetus behind it. I don't know what else it would be. I mean, generally, Ranger fans are Knicks fans, and Knicks fans are Ranger fans. Now, I think I've said this before, and I've just been on front with everybody from day one. I like hockey. I love everything else.
Right.
And to me, it's hard. I respect the hell out of it, but in terms of like pure love.
Yeah.
Like, I in my mind, you got to understand, my dad didn't once put on a hockey game by life. Not once did he flip on the TV and put on a hockey game.
And you're 100% more college hoops than hockey.
Well, that's the other thing. So the way I'm wired, like, I can't be fully emotionally invested in something if I don't fully understand it. And, of course, I know hockey on the cursory level and a little bit beyond. But I think if you're a real hockey fan, like, I would never disrespect you and try to put myself on that level. I'm three planets away from you. I also think it's very hard, and this is what I've said, I don't know how you can be a devout Knicks fan and a devout Rangers fan and even still love college hoops and have a life and have kids and be married.
Right.
How do you do it?
I'm glad you brought that up because for me, you know where I'm at with college hoops. That's the one that...
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't pay any attention to.
Yep.
Like until March Madness or St. John's in the Big East tournament. All right, I'll watch a little bit, but like, couldn't tell you anything about those teams other than surface level stuff just from doing a little bit of homework on it, but don't care about it. Hockey to me is much more impactful in my life than college basketball, but you can't, it's impossible to do everything. Which is why I give you credit for all those years doing a national show. It's almost impossible for me to feel like I could do that. And I've done some of them like part-time doing the overnights on CBS Sports, then CBS Sports Network,
yep.
Where I'm like, I can't watch the Lakers and the Knicks and the Mets and this and that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the Cowboys and the Giants. And like, it's impossible. You can't do everything. So especially even here locally, though, like we focus where we have to with the Mets and Yankees and Jets and Giants and Knicks, certainly. I'm not watching the Nets games. I'm not watching the Devils games. I'll watch very little Islanders when I feel like it, but it's the Rangers for me. I'm not watching the college hoops.
Let's get Ryan and Breezy Point, although you might want to watch the Johnnies this year. He's got a couple of studs. They took a kid from Seton Hall, Kadari Richmond.
They're working their way into the conversation, which is a great thing.
Rick's not messing around with that Rapoli money. Ryan, what's happening, dude? How you been?
Offline, you and I will we'll go down the rabbit hole on St. John.
But, yeah, we will.
You know, and I think... And to just dovetail on this point before I get to my next thing, I think with hockey, unless you really played, you don't understand like the terminology. I think it's a really welcoming sport for people to watch around playoff time because it's, hey, put the puck in the goal, you know, a couple of stoppages of play here and there, but it's really just penalties and goals. And I just feel like people aren't comfortable, like cursory level people or even a little bit beyond are comfortable jumping on the phone and
it's not that. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good point. You might be right. And for me personally,
I want to get into my next point.
Yeah, too, I'll let you get into that. I don't think it's that. I can't speak for the callers. It's not that I don't want to talk about that. I don't think it plays.
Mm-hmm.
But you could say that for any sport. Like we used to, or Mike and Chris used to come on and talk about the Mets bullpen blowing a game and get into the specifics of a matchup and analyze the game.
Yeah.
We just don't do that anymore. So for us to sit here and talk about dump-ins and puck control and forechecking.
Just
doesn't resonate. But anyway, go ahead,
Ryan. In fairness, Mike and Chris used to bring guys on to kind of explain
correct.
It.
Yeah.
In like interview style. It wasn't a ton of callers, but... On the Knicks point, you know, and I listen in and I follow you guys on social, and you were mentioning in a prior segment about, you know, what's Igor's legacy vis-a-vis Lundqvist based on his performance, this series. You used Brunson's potential legacy as kind of the paradigm example. Don't these guys require more years of service and championship appearances? You guys seem a little bit infatuated with the idea of legacy. Like, Brunson's done great, but, like, I don't know if we're even at a point with Jalen, despite his heroic work over the past few weeks and his great season. where we can even discuss legacy.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I do think that the and this stuff started with like maybe Tiger Woods and Jack, and certainly LeBron and Jordan and the quarterbacks. It's been hijacked. I get it. I think a lot of times it's lazy when people don't really have something to say. They talk about legacy. That's not why we're bringing this up. And it's not. I think you're kind of hanging too literally on the word legacy. Forget, we're about the same age. Name a better player that you've watched with your own eyes that's played for the Knicks than Jalen Brunson. Who is it?
The Knicks don't have a demonstrable enough recent 20 years for us to discuss that in a positive way.
Like, I understand that.
Carmelo's
legacy is he doesn't have one. He has an overhyped one.
We didn't do this with Carmelo, even though he was the first guy that was some semblance of a star player when the Knicks got him. It's different now. By the way, the first time I remember you and I talking about legacy specifically is where I was saying going into Game 6, this is a legacy game for Jalen Brunson. And we thought Brunson was going to do well. He did. The Knicks ended up winning. For me, it was a legacy game because they needed to stamp this series, not only beating the Sixers and not blowing a 2-0 lead, but making it the second consecutive year
that
the Knicks, who have been down for 2 decades plus, mm-hmm. were into the second round of the postseason.
You said that.
That was important. And all of the things that you've said, BT, about him lifting this Knicks team, the impact night in, night out, what he's done as a free agent in just a short time, that I do think it just speaks volumes of what he's accomplished already that we would even put him in the conversation just 2 years in. And I think the same could be said about Shesterkin. Just because it pushes the conversation way forward doesn't mean that it's incorrect when it comes to these two particular players.
That's an outstanding point. Doesn't mean that it's irresponsible. I think sometimes things are microwaved for various reasons, whatever, lack of content, you know, lack of knowledge, laziness, whatever. Let me just hammer the phones and
right.
No. It's different with these guys because what they've shown us in the small samples, it's not irresponsible to draw early. Now, granted, this is the operative word, early parallels to either Lundqvist or Ewing, or
right.
for me, more so, Clyde Frazier is what it is. 877-337-6666, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.